Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Sacramento Kings and the Portland Trail Blazers. Sacramento comes in with a record of 45-30. Portland is 32-43 on the year. Over their last 10, Sacramento 6-4 and lost their last game, while Portland over that span 1-9 is on a 3-game losing streak. Here are the numbers. Sacramento averages 121 per game and surrenders 118.5. Portland scores 113.8 and surrenders 116.3. Turnovers 13.3 per game by the Kings, 13.8 by the Blazers. Portland 47.8% from the field, Kings 49.7%. 3-point shooting 37.4% for Sacramento, 36.9% for Portland. Blazers are 80.2% from the free throw line, Kings right behind them at 79.4%. And bench scoring, a strength for the Kings, not for the Blazers, 37.1 for the Kings versus just 26.9 for Portland. This will be the third time this year these two teams are playing. They've split the first two games. Portland is at home. Damian Lillard, Anthony Simons, both out. Yusuf Nurkic, Jeremy Grant, both doubtful. Sacramento is healthy, and Sacramento is going to win this game. I'd be shocked otherwise. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Sacramento and Portland. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Sacramento Kings and the Portland Trail Blazers. The lines are currently open and in favor of the Sacramento Kings on the road, sitting at 12.5 in the spread with the over-under of 232.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on offensive end, the Kings right now are the best team when it comes to points per game, a very high-scoring offensive team averaging 121 points, while Portland right now is more towards the middle of the pack right now, currently ranked 17th right now, averaging 113.8. They're also not that good on the defensive end right now, currently ranked 20th overall, averaging and allowing 116.3. But the Kings are just as worse as they are. They're currently ranked 26th overall, averaging and allowing 118.5. Now, if you add this all up together, if you're going just strictly off the points per game and the points allowed, honestly, you're looking at the over in this game. And I would consider taking the over. If you look at the last seven meetings in Portland right now, the over's been favored 6-1. And if you want to take it bigger than that, the last seven meetings overall, the over's been favored 5-2. So I would definitely lean and take the over in this game. Now, one player I'm definitely going to be taking the over on right now is De'Aaron Fox. Now, I know his last nine games, he's been averaging around 24.2 points, and right now he's currently sitting at 24.5. But look at what he averages against Portland. In two games right now, he averages around 32 points. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for De'Aaron Fox. Now, when it comes to the rebounding numbers right now, there's no Damian Lillard, so I'm going to go on the over on the rebounding numbers for Sabonis right now. It's currently right now sitting at 12.5. This man's number one overall in the NBA in rebounding, averaging 12.5 points. And if you look at his last 10 games right now, he's been averaging 13.1 rebounds. So I would definitely lean towards the over in the rebounding numbers for Sabonis in this game. Now, when it comes to the overall spread, I do like the Kings here. I know it's really big right now, but like I said, the Portland's a whole different team without Damian Lillard right now. And overall, if you look at the overall spread right now, Portland's been trending in the downward when it comes to facing the Kings right now. Right now, they've been 1-6 against the spread in their last seven meetings right now going against the Kings. So I would definitely take the spread here on the Kings side, and I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Sacramento Kings and the Portland Trailblazers. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.